Not long after Senate Minority Leader Eric Kearney of Cincinnati was revealed to be Ed Fitzgerald's proposed lieutenant governor, reports of unpaid back taxes also came out. The numbers were big, in the tens of thousands of dollars. Since then, the reported tally has swelled to $1 million owed in back state and federal taxes. Kearney says the back taxes come from a publishing company he and his wife own, though he hasn't worked for the company since 2005.
The internet, and just the recession and very other challenges impacted our small company greatly. Those are things that, quite frankly, any small business who has been around the same length of time that ours has been may sound familiar to them.
Kearney says he disclosed his tax issues to the Fitzgerald campaign, but is reluctant to put a total dollar figure on the back taxes owed. He says he thinks his personal tax debt is around $13,000, and he's uncertain as to the debt owed by his family business.
I don't want to sit here and list a figure that is, you know, off by even $1 or centium or anything, and then somebody come back and say, well, you weren't completely forthright.
And Kearney says everything that he knows about his tax issues has been reported and that he's on a plan to pay those taxes back. The issue of unpaid taxes has already been raised in the lead-up to the 2014 elections. Matt Borges was confronted with news of his tax problems in April during his election as chair of the Ohio Republican Party. His unpaid taxes totaled nearly $600,000, but Borges got that reduced to around $168,000 and is paying that back. That came up when I sat down with Borges and Ohio Democratic Party Chair Chris Redfern for our TV show, The State of Ohio, in October.
The organizations that have endorsed this governor's tax cuts, these are not organizations of the, you know, the Ohio Association of Food Banks endorsed the $3 billion in tax cuts that help all Ohioans, that help make Ohio a better business environment and help Ohioans get back to work in the inner cities and everywhere else.
I want to give Chris the opportunity.
You have no credibility to discuss taxes, both personally and professionally, with the liens you face.
Said the state rep who doesn't live in his district.
Secondly, Matt, I would put my record and Governor Ted Strickland's record up against yours and John Kasich any day of the week.
Borges reportedly still owes around $80,000 and has taken a lot of heat from Democrats in press conferences and on social media over that. The Ohio Democratic Party is standing behind Kearney, and he says he will stay on the ticket, in spite of suggestions from Republicans that he step aside.
Certainly, if I were not an asset to Ed Fitzgerald, the Republican Party wouldn't want to keep me on.
It's unknown whether these tax issues will come up in next year's campaigns. But with tax problems for both a Democratic candidate and a Republican Party leader, at least one pundit has suggested they might cancel each other out. In any case, pollsters note that voters on both sides are likely not yet paying attention to an election that's 11 months away. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.